This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In other news of theater, the actual kind this time, not the political, the final installment of the Hunger Games movie franchise comes out later this month. But Katniss Everdeen fans take heart, the trilogy-turned-film empire will live on in theme parks. Lionsgate Entertainment said today it's developing rides and other attractions based on the Hunger Games and some other films in its portfolio. But Marketplace's Amy Scott reports you can't always just order up a Hollywood ending in the theme park business, you know.
If you're familiar with the Hunger Games books or movies, you know they're about children forced to fight each other to the death.
No! No! No!
How that translates to, say, a roller coaster?
I think it would be quite challenging.
Phil Hedema runs a company that designs themed attractions. He worked for Disney and Universal Studios for years. Hedema says the challenge in bringing any story to life...
You need to check the boxes of all of the things that people are most familiar with in that franchise.
Leave something out and fans could be disappointed. Fortunately, Hedema says there are plenty of family-friendly themes in the Hunger Games stories, like loyalty and skill.
The killing the children box could remain unchecked.
Movie studios are clamoring to cash in on their intellectual property around the world. There's a Warner Brothers park in Spain with a Superman roller coaster. 20th Century Fox has a new one in Malaysia. Lionsgate is partnering with theme parks in Dubai and outside Atlanta, also an immersive entertainment center near Macau. Parks themselves bring in billions of dollars in revenue worldwide. But David Cobb, with the design firm Thinkwell Group, says there's a bigger payoff.
Positive word of mouth, knowing that the brand lives on beyond the movies that you saw. There's all sorts of reasons for brands to sort of look at the real world as a place for these heretofore ephemeral brands to sort of live.
That is, if the attractions are done well, says Bob Rogers with BRC Imagination Arts.
A lot of the studios, at least on their first pass, just think that by licensing their name and their logo and their characters, that causes an attraction. It doesn't.
Just because you have the characters, he says, doesn't mean you have the ride. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
That might be the best quote ever on this program. The killing the children box will go unchecked.